In this school year, 9 Baltimore City students died as a result of violence. WYPR's Dominique Maria Benesi reports CEO of schools Sonia Santelises and Mayor Catherine Pugh held a memorial vigil for those and all city school students.
Thomas Johnson, Reginald F. Lewis High School.
In front of City School headquarters on North Avenue this morning, Santelises read the names of the 9 students and tolled a bell for each one.
Stefan Cook, Excel Academy. Andre Galloway, Frederick Douglass High School. John Brown, Excel Academy. Ray Glasgow Jr., Baltimore City College.
It ended with a moment of silence from the administrators, parents, and students who were there. Then Pugh spoke about how Baltimore is losing its next generation.
Violence reduction, as many of you all know, is my number one priority. And even though we are reducing violence, we're not reducing it fast.
Santelises invited students from a performing arts group at Augusta Fells Savage High School to not only remember the lives cut short, but also celebrate the potential of all students to succeed.
It is in times like this,
when the pain that we feel seems so overwhelming, when doubt, fear, and uncertainty throw us in a swirling vortex of depression, anxiety, and pessimism.
It is in times like this.
One of the students, ninth grader Divine Carr, sang an a cappella rendition of Rise Up.
High like the waves, I'll rise up in spite of the ache.
Monte Taylor, another ninth grader, says one of the 9 students killed was one of his best friends in middle school. He says he appreciates the mayor's and Santelises' efforts.
It's a lot of people that say, oh, I'm going to make a change, but it's not a lot of people putting in the effort. So this getting together is showing that some people are putting in the effort to make the change for our youth.
After his friend died, Taylor says he considered suicide. But after receiving counseling and help, he has a new motto in life.
I call it the triple L's, which means live, learn, and love. Love everyone you can love. Give a hug to everyone, live one day at a time, don't rush yourself, and just learn. Be welcome to learn new people.
Divine Bay, a 10th grade student performer, says Santelises and Pugh are genuine in their desire to help fuel students' potential. Bay has previously asked government officials,
do you just see me as a project that you have to do, or do you see me as a child in need that you can actually help? And I feel like the mayor is taking steps to actually be the help and not just a project. She actually wants to do this and she cares about us.
Since January, there have been 111 homicides in the city, 5 of whom were kids under the age of 18. I'm Dominique Maria Benesi for 88.1 WYPR.